This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we begin with a White House in crisis. After a year of denying that his campaign had any connection to Russians or the Russian government.
It's just a total deflection, this whole thing with Russia. I never met Putin. I don't know who Putin is.
After calling the idea of Russian meddling in the 2016 election fake news.
This Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election.
And after essentially dismissing the conclusions of the American intelligence agencies.
I think it could very well have been Russia, but I think it could well have been other countries, and I won't be specific, but I think a lot of people interfere. I think it's been happening for a long time.
President Donald Trump is facing the first smoking gun evidence that key members of his campaign knowingly met with Russians in order to obtain information that they were told were part of a Russian government effort to help Donald Trump. Yesterday, the New York Times was ready to publish emails showing exactly that. Until Donald Trump Jr. preempted the paper by tweeting them out himself. In June of last year, publicist Rob Goldstone wrote to Donald Trump Jr. to set up a meeting with Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya. Goldstone said there would be information damaging to Hillary Clinton, that the information was very high level and sensitive, and that it is part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump. Donald Jr.'s response, "If it's what you say, I love it." And the meeting was arranged. Donald Trump Jr. now says he's prepared to cooperate and testify in front of congressional intelligence committees investigating Russian meddling and now what appears to be possible Russian coordination in the 2016 election. If he does, Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden will be there. He's a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he joins me now. Senator, welcome.
Todd, thanks for having me.
Senator, is what I just described and what America has seen over the last 24 to 36 hours direct evidence of coordination or collusion with Russia?
Well, I said yesterday that I think based on Donald Trump Jr.'s words, his own words, this was an attempt at collusion. Let's talk about what happened yesterday, because what happened yesterday was particularly powerful. Based on the emails that Donald Trump Jr. released, the highest levels of the Trump campaign walked, eyes open, into a meeting designed to advance the Russian government's support for Donald Trump. So those emails show that there's no longer a question of whether this campaign sought to collude with a hostile foreign power to subvert the American democracy. The question is how far the coordination goes.
Natalia Veselnitskaya, Senator, says she has no connections to the Russian government. You can believe her or not believe her, but given the information in the emails that you described from Donald Trump Jr. himself, does that even matter at this point, whether she admits to being connected to the Russian government or not?
Well, first of all, it's clear that there is a significant amount of public commentary indicating that this person was a trusted insider in Moscow. But what we have to do now is talk to all of the parties, get the facts, and elected officials, given what happened yesterday, have to stand up, do their duty, and that's to protect and defend the Constitution.
And you released that statement yesterday. It's up to both parties to protect and defend the Constitution. Some people took that to be an endorsement or a whisper for impeachment, Senator.
First of all, impeachment starts in the House of Representatives. The Senate has a very different kind of function. We're really the jurors in these kinds of matters. What I've tried to say is that I hope that we're done with the days when senators and folks are talking about there being no evidence of collusion. There is evidence now. And people can try to justify the meeting and the intent of what they believe the Trump campaign had going in. But you can't pretend that this, A, isn't serious and that there's no evidence of collusion.
Many shoes, Senator Wyden, as you know, have dropped throughout this episode and throughout the time since President Trump took office. Many of your Republican colleagues, as shoes drop, have said they're frustrated or troubled by the developments. Few of them have moved to do anything about it. Have you sensed any change in attitude since yesterday, substantially, certainly, among your Republican colleagues?
Certainly, if you listen to Senate Republicans on the floor in the cloakrooms where we get together for short meetings, certainly their support level, just in terms of the tone and the volume, has been much more muted, yes. I mean, I think that the real question, though, is are they willing to do more to make sure that we get the facts and that they stand up and protect our unique system of government, protect and defend the Constitution? And that means asking the hard questions in the public, you know, public hearings and getting the facts. It's one thing to be more muted in your support, you know, publicly. It's another thing to say, this is now extraordinarily serious business, and we are going to stop buying, you know, the idea that they have been offering up, that there is no evidence of collusion. I have heard that again and again and again, and that's clearly not accurate anymore.
Well, to that end, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, Donald Trump Jr. says he's willing to testify in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. I want to talk to you about that in one second, but let me play you the words of Donald Trump Jr. himself. This comes from the Hannity Show on Fox News on the question of whether the president knew about this knowing coordination by his son and other members of the Trump campaign.
Did you tell your father anything about this?
No. It was such a nothing. There was nothing to tell. I mean, I wouldn't have even remembered it until you start scouring through the stuff. It was literally just a wasted 20 minutes, which was a shame.
Senator, do you believe him?
Let me kind of walk through kind of what's happened, and we'll talk about this matter of whether the president knew. We are going on what amounts to the fourth version of the story here. The first time it was about adoption. And then it was, well, there was a Russian person, but we didn't know much about what was going on. And then the New York Times came out with a story that indicated, well, they seemed to really know going in what was going on. And then yesterday we got the new emails, which said that there was an email, and Donald Trump Jr. said, hey, you want to hand me dirt on Hillary Clinton? I love it. His words, not mine. I love it. So there are now four versions of the story, if you count last night's, which was that he said, well, I should have probably handled it differently. So let's now talk about the matter of the president. We know that Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort were copied on the emails, and that they attended the meeting. So you have to say, is it plausible that the president's son, his son-in-law, and his campaign manager met with the goal of colluding with Russia, and candidate Donald J. Trump never learned about it? We'll have to answer that question.
You sound like you think that's implausible.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, you know, part of my job, my dad was a journalist, and my dad said, Ron Boy, it's your job up there to ask the hard questions. It took me 6 months to prepare to ask that question to James Clapper, whether the government collected any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans. It took me 6 months to prepare that question. He lied. He lied to the Congress. He lied to the American people. And what James Clapper said changed the surveillance debate. We got a law passed to reform it.
So, Senator, let's talk about the Intelligence Committee where you sit that's been conducting this investigation, both in open public hearings and in closed classified hearings. Donald Trump Jr., as I mentioned, said he's happy to testify. Hopefully he'll do that in public. I guess your chairman, Richard Burr of North Carolina, will decide when and where that happens. But let's step back for this for a couple of seconds, because the committee's been following several threads. Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, and his meetings with Russians and the circumstances of his firing and his business ties. Paul Manafort, the former campaign manager, now Donald Trump Jr., and what he knew about the people he was meeting with along with Manafort, and also Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, his meetings with Russians, and possible business dealings with sanctioned Russian banks. So we're talking about this latest shoe that has dropped in the last 36 hours. Where does it fit for you in the big picture?
Well, let's talk about the emails that came out yesterday, and then we'll talk about the matter of the committee's investigation. And as I've said, our committee has a different function than Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller has a job on the criminal side to determine if there are criminal violations. It is our job on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence to tell the American people what happened to our democracy and to do it in a way that doesn't compromise what are called sources and methods or classified, you know, matters. Now, to me, when you read the emails of yesterday, you get a lot of additional questions. The email to Don Jr. said that the dirt on Hillary Clinton was, and I quote here, part of Russia and its government's support for Trump. So you ask yourself, what else was part of that support? Did the campaign know about Russia's hacks? So those would be some of the additional questions that are just on my mind, having been through the emails now.
Sure. Well, Senator, let me just ask you, because I don't want to lose you, but you don't discuss classified briefings or the closed briefings that you get on the Intelligence Committee. But are we likely to find out more along the lines of this revelation concerning Donald Trump Jr. that we read about?
I'm not going to speculate on that. We've got a lot of work to do. My job is to share no secrets, break no oaths, ask tough questions, and I'm going to do it.
Last question before we let you go, Senator Wyden. Jared Kushner, one of the aspects of this is whether he was truthful and complete on his security clearance forms about his meetings with Russia. He's already had to update some of those. Do you think that Jared Kushner now can plausibly say that this was an innocent oversight, that he didn't know that he was meeting with Russians in June?
I don't ascribe a lot of motivations in this kind of situation, but I think he's going to have a heavy lift to make the case on that point.
Donald Trump Jr. says he's willing to testify in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee about meeting with Russians and being told that that meeting was part of a Russian effort to aid his father in the 2016 campaign. Ron Wyden is a Democratic senator from Oregon who sits on that Intelligence Committee. Senator, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.